Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My delegation is going to review the subject from the point of view of accountability. And we are, as we go through the various phases that are outlined there, development, deployment, and use of emerging technologies, we will be looking at accountability at all stages. Now, engineers develop technologies to perform specific functions. An engineer develops the algorithms to program machines to trigger some activities. Such machines could be multifunctional. For instance, the machine could be designed to activate a switch that would activate some specific functions. These functions could be determined at the next stage of development or by the users. His machine is multifunctional, having various civil and military applications. The designer of such a machine cannot just be held accountable in case of the applications of his machine violate IHL and human rights laws. The engineer also gives a margin of error, which should be borne in mind. Engineers also determine the applications of a machine, which might not necessarily be the same engineers that developed the machine, the applications of a machine. The same technology that is applied to perform civil functions can also, as I said before, be applied to military functions. In this case, the engineers that originally developed the machine cannot be held responsible for the applications by the end user. The next point in the human-machine interaction is the deployment of the machines. Those who take a decision to deploy machines should be aware of the shortcomings of machine systems, their level of error, and if they do, they bear complete responsibility for the outcomes and can be thus held accountable. But we are talking about lethal autonomous, about human lives here. Lethal autonomous weapons, that is, weapons that can take human lives. A machine error or malfunction would result in the loss of innocent lives and should not be taken lightly. The question to be asked here is, could machines, however well designed, be entrusted to respect international humanitarian law or indeed human rights laws? Humans have to be made responsible. Control at every point needs to be retained by human beings. Mr. Chairman, there seems to be an agreement from the interventions we have had. There seems to be agreement that meaningful control, human control, is required. In other words, there is no acceptance of the use of lethal autonomous weapons as perceived. That is, weapons that could take, that could take the critical functions by themselves. But we have also heard that in theory, such machines can exist if they do not already exist. Based on the general agreement that these should not be autonomous, there should be human control of critical functions, would this not point to the need to ban the development or deployment of such weapons? We have heard about weapon systems that are used to protect installations or guard against attacks, but these systems are primarily for defense or humanitarian concerns. These will not fall under lethal autonomous weapons as their primary objective is not to take lives. Mr. Chairman, we would hope to bring this, for whatever it's worth, these considerations into our discussions here today. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.